Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
My glory and the one who lifts up my head. Psalm 3:3. When Elijah was at his lowest point, God told him these three important things. Number one, spend more time with God. Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. That was where God spoke to him in a still, small voice. The word still teaches us that instead of always looking for God, we need to spend time with Him. If you don't, you'll run on empty and get nowhere. When David was feeling down, he wrote, "Many are saying, God won't rescue him. But Lord, you are my shield, my wonderful God who gives me courage. I will pray to the Lord and He will answer me." Psalm 3:2-4. Number two, stop trying to do it all yourself. That's the fast route to depression. Leadership isn't about getting things done. It's about developing others and getting it done through them. Elijah wasn't alone. God told him, "I have reserved 7,000 in Israel whose knees have not bowed to Baal." Don't just operate, learn to cooperate. Number three, realize your assignment isn't over. God showed Elijah there were still kings to anoint, battles to win, and a successor to be prepared. Need a reason to get out of bed in the morning? God will give you one. When you're down, He doesn't get mad at you. On the contrary, His word says, "He will not break the bruised reed, nor quench the dimly burning flame. He will encourage the faint-hearted, those tempted to despair." That's the loving kindness of God.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.